stuff called UV. Does everybody know what UV is? Ultraviolet light?
Purple. Yeah.
Those purpley lights. So that, like Anya was saying, she's scared of being seen. In that, you don't actually see the people. All you see is the bright coloured things.
So you're getting good on Diablo on there, yeah? We could easily mask you out so no one would know it's you. Yeah?
No, I don't mind people knowing. Yeah, I just don't like standing up in front of people.
Okay, but what if there's a few of you? Is it just because you're on your own? If there's five of you, say, on stage at the time, then all the pressure's taken off the one.
Well, it's fine. That's
fine. But it doesn't matter.
Nobody has to perform you. There's lots of other jobs as well to do. Other thing we like to think about are characters as well. You know, we've talked about things like there's the dog, and maybe, like, you were talking about plants and vegetables, maybe you've got a farmer character. Yeah. Now, if anyone actually wants to actually be a character, because some people like to actually act more than others, some people just like to do the skill that they're learning, okay? But if you're interested in developing a character, then we can work on character with you.
Okay?
And that can have interaction with, say, acrobatics or something.
I just had an idea for a character, Jolly Green Giant. I thought
a green giant
or a scarecrow.
I definitely saw
a scarecrow.
I definitely need a scarecrow. Because if you've got a scarecrow, we can have all the little pests.
Can be the scarecrow.
All
the
little
crows.
Pests trying to kind of be crows, and he's grumping around, and you're just teasing him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So we can mix acrobatics with character work and do what's called physical comedy. Okay? Which is clowning, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Slapstick.
So there's lots of stuff we can incorporate using circus skills and character to create scenes, yeah? And as it's just the meadow, we don't have to have a through-line story. We can just have characters, little scenes, all expressing different aspects of the meadow, yeah?
So we sort of brainstorm ideas of all different skills that come in. I mean, we've got all this technology as well, and so we can have a storm. Everything, we've got flashing lights, we've got smoke machines, so we're thinking little scenes.
So what would happen in a storm? What would happen in a storm?
Lightning?
Yeah, sure.
Electric,
what is it?
Manicness.
Crazy energy, yeah? Are animals happy with storms, or are they frightened? Okay, so...
Except for werewolves.
Hey?
Except for werewolves.
Are you offering to be a werewolf, Bruce?
Yes. And grass.
Kind of, you know, kind of in a storm, all the little ones could be just frightened, running around and hiding.
And what else happens in a storm? You got the lightning, but what comes with the lightning?
And
rain. Very, very heavy rain. And what happens
people
in a meadow?
Going,
what's a meadow look like?
Slishy
flat.
Mud.
Flat. Yeah, how many? There's not loads of trees in a meadow. Meadows, long grasses and wild flowers. And stuff. So where do you hide when there's no trees or anything to hide under?
Underground.
Okay. In the grass. Well, you can tunnel underground if you're a little animal. Yes. Okay. So then think about how these things happen in a meadow. Yeah. Okay. And how you'd react to it.
Up on a trapeze, you can obviously have butterflies.
And we've got loads of butterflies in meadows. Loads of lovely, beautiful flowers in meadows as well. You know. And after a storm, quite often, because summer storms, when you get thunder and lightning, you get heavy, heavy rain, but after the storm, very often the sun comes out and everything really actually grows super fast because it's had all that rain. So you could like look at all the different seasonal things that happen. There's loads and loads and loads, you know. And then we've got things like lambs, haven't we? We were thinking of gambling lambs, playful lambs.
Roly-poly, isn't it?
And there could be a wolf.
We've already got our wolf, haven't we? We've got our wolf.
Well, we've got a dog, but have we got a wolf as well?
Yeah. He's got such a deep voice, haven't you?
You could
be quite an elegant wolf, though.
Or a fox. It doesn't have to be a wolf.
It could be a fox, the wily fox.
A bat. Hanging upside down.
Yeah.
Can I just be a person in a combine half?
We have another squirrel offer over here.
Can I be a person?
I'm Benny Quinn. Benny Quinn, the guy in the corner.
Did you guys bring some umbrellas?
We have, I'm sure we have lots of umbrellas. We did think of an umbrella, sort of, we could do twirling with umbrellas. You can do all sorts of moves, some sort of dancey type choreographies. So we're sort of spinning around, so that could be the start of it.
Yeah.
Start of the storm, we can lead these things through.
Okay.